New York ISO Meeting Briefs, November 10-13, 2025, written by Vincent Gabriel and read by an automated voice. Operating Committee. Aaron Markham, New York ISO Vice President of Operations, presented the 2025-2026 Winter Capacity Assessment and Winter Preparedness Forecast to the Operating Committee on November 13. The ISO found that 29,893 megawatts of resources are available to meet a forecasted peak demand of 24,200 megawatts. The peak last winter was on January 22, 2025, at 23,521 megawatts. Under more extreme forecast conditions, capacity margins could be as tight as 993 megawatts, assuming only firm fuel. Roughly 2,100 megawatts of power is available this winter through emergency operating procedures. Markham also presented the operations report for October. Peak load was 20,278 megawatts on October 6 around 6 p.m. Wind set an all-time record of 2,389 megawatts generated on October 31, while solar peaked at 4,502 megawatts on October 1. Several transmission facilities associated with Smart Path Connect came on service incrementally throughout the month. The committee passed a motion updating the Reliability Analysis Data Manual to clarify certain sections and include data requirements for recently adopted rules. Business Issues Committee. The Business Issues Committee on November 12 voted to recommend that the Management Committee approve the Winter Reliability Capacity Enhancements Tariff Revisions. The changes would, among other things, split the capacity market into seasons with separate requirements. The motion passed over opposition from Energy Energy and Hydro-Québec. The New York Utility Intervention Unit, the New York Energy Research and Development Authority, and Densky Commodities abstained. Matt Schwall of AlphaGen was elected as the committee's vice chair. Budget and Priorities Working Group. The Budget and Priorities Working Group held a short meeting November 10 to discuss the ISO's draft corporate incentive goals and possible consumer impact analysis studies for 2026. The corporate incentive goals are structured as penalties to a pooled incentive payout awarded at the end of the year. The draft goals for 2026 include maintaining the continuity of the bulk power system in compliance with NERC and New York ISO operating procedures, maintaining ERO and state reliability standards, the day-ahead market schedule being posted 100% of the time, and not creating market problems with material adverse impacts greater than $100 million in a calendar year. New York ISO also included a quality goal of posting the Gold Book by April 30, 2026, and a reliability needs assessment by December 31, 2026. Strategic goals include deploying the software required to incorporate the Champlain Hudson Power Express, updating the ISO's reliability planning process, and completing the additional system deliverability upgrade studies in time to inform interconnection customers in the transition cluster study and avoid termination of the study.